98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Matchy pedicures.
Karaoke.
And spice bags.
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday's edition of your favourite game on the radio. It is Matchy Matchy. We play it around 10 past 8 every morning on 98 FM's Big Breakfast. All you've got to do is send Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth. Try and guess the same three words as one of us to win yourself a lot of prizes. It is what I would describe as a hodgepodge of prizes.
Oh, it is.
As delivered now by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Look at me and look at these prizes.
With a new karaoke machine.
A matchy matchy pedicure.
A chimenea.
An electronic dartboard.
A 100 euro laundry voucher.
A 100 euro takeaway voucher.
A night out bowling. A night out axe throwing.
Ooh. And try on your brand new LED face mask.
With a 10 minute session, you can rejuvenate and elevate your skin.
You'll Very need good. More than 10 minutes. Win, win, win. Which matchy matchy?
The shade from AI Rebecca.
Oh, she goes. Oh, very sassy.
AI Brendan needs the LED face mask.
Oh, well, good morning to Kian, who listens to Matchy Matchy every single morning. Kian, where are you this morning in Dublin?
Donamead.
You're in Donamead. Are you in the van at the moment, Kian?
I am indeed, yeah.
What kind of van do you drive?
Toyota Prowess.
I'm going to pretend I know what that is now, Kian, yeah.
No, and do you
be delivering bits and pieces, Cian?
No, I'm an electrician.
Ah, right. Very good. Cian, are you any good at Matchy Matchy?
I'm not too bad. I tune in most mornings, but then when I'm asleep half of the time, so I decide when I want to join in or not.
Fair enough, Cian. You're awake this morning, fingers crossed.
I am indeed.
Okay, great stuff. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning, Cian?
I'll go with Rebecca.
Oh,
Rebecca,
Kian,
off to the soundproof booth.
Right, I'm on.
Have a lovely time there now. Okay, Kian. Are you ready to play Matchy Matchy?
I am indeed.
Your first word is supermarket.
Supermarket. Oh God. Trolley.
Your second word is heavy.
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 Light.
And your third word is black.
White.
Okay, after supermarket, you said trolley. After heavy, you said light. And after black, you said white. Are we locking those in?
Yeah, I'm indeed.
Let's lock them in, Kian. And let's get Rebecca back from the soundproof booth this morning. Bam, bam, bam.
Oh, hello.
How was that?
Yeah, there was actually an LED face mask in there.
Oh, lovely.
Were you in there yesterday?
Yeah. I was in there yesterday, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously AI Brendan was using it. Okay, let's get a matchy matchy with Kian this morning. Your first word is supermarket.
Ooh. Supermarket sweep.
Your second word is heavy.
I think I'll say light.
And your third
not
word?
Not light. That was me saying and then light.
Gotcha.
Just in case.
Your third word is black.
Black. I'm going to say white.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Kian, who's in his van this morning?
So close.
You got two out of three.
Did we?
You both matched on heavy and on black. You said light and white.
Yes.
After supermarket, Kian said trolley.
That was a very good answer, Kian.
Yeah, great answer.
Trolley was very good.
Kian, you were definitely awake this morning, Kian. Thank you for playing Matchy Matchy. We're going to send you a 98 FM goodie bag.
Thank you. Perfect. Thanks very much.
Bye, Kian.
Cheers, Kian. And we'd love to hear how you did this morning. Did you get a matchy-matchy this morning? Or did you maybe come up with a very bizarre word that you'd like to share with us?
I always want to say black cat, but I just don't feel like...
That's a really good answer, though.
But it's a solid niche.
I don't think it's niche.
Well,
let us know. Did you have a niche answer this morning? Or did you match all three? Send us a WhatsApp voice note. 0877 98
98 98. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98 FM.
Well, Brendan, you got a story on the way about an imposter.
Yeah, I do. That's on the way. Up first, though, forget nuns on the run. An entire church is on the run in one part of Sweden. Oh, no, that's the wrong clip. Sorry, did I say that the wrong way around? Here we go. That's better. Engineers. Engineers.
My bad.
Not at all. My engineers have spent the last 2 days moving an entire church building from its old home to a new one.
Oh.
So they have moved a physical church from one place to another.
You'd need a big crane.
You would. So the church was built in an area called Kiruna 113 years ago. But basically, they found out it was in a mining town.
Yeah.
And they've mined so much underneath it.
Ooh.
That they were like, this is going to collapse, lads. So instead of letting it fall into a large hole, they decided to move the entire building by hoisting it onto specially designed, like, low trailers.
Yeah.
And move it 5 kilometres up the road.
Wow.
So you can watch footage of this online. It took 2 days to move just 5K.
Yeah, I see. This is
that was me. Couch to 5K.
You're moving house. It takes so long to get rid of all your stuff. I can't imagine moving a whole building.
Yeah, so basically they were only allowed to move at a very, very slow speed.
Yeah.
So a maximum speed of 500 metres every hour.
Not to damage anything.
Yeah. Engineers had to remove road fittings like lampposts and signs to make room for the big church move. It weighed, or it does weigh, 672 tons, which is very heavy. And it was moved in one piece. It's stained glass windows. They were taken out before they moved, in case, I guess, they rattled and fell out.
Yes, very delicate.
Yes, the journey went smoothly, even though the church had to navigate some 90-degree turns. So, like, if you think, you know, if you're learning to drive a car at the moment, you think that might be tricky, you know, to do, like, a reverse around the corner or whatever.
Ooh!
Try to move an entire church. The bell tower, which stands separately to the church, will be moved next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Up next, apologies if you're eating breakfast or still digesting, but scientists have discovered a new way to repair damaged teeth. Toothpaste made with hair.
I can't.
Right?
The thought of this. Like, are there bits of hair going around?
No.
What's the story?
So I'll give you the full details. And it sounds horrific when you hear it like that, but it actually makes sense.
I just keep seeing the hair being stuck in teeth.
Same.
Like floss.
Or then the smell of burning hair. Anyway, they say toothpaste made...
That's my house.
The smell... What?
On my house, sometimes when after I GHD my hair.
Ah, that's different though. That's not like hair on fire smell. No, GHD hairs, that's okay.
Which is a hair straightener, just make the hair kind of smell pretty. Anyway, go on about the toothpaste.
Basically, the scientists say the toothpaste made with hair could repair damaged teeth and stop the early stages of decay, right?
Yeah.
So scientists in London, they discovered the keratin, which is a protein found in your hair,
your nails.
Is used in like the fancy shampoos. Uh-huh. It can help our teeth. So even if you have a micro crack in your tooth, they're saying that by adding keratin to toothpaste,
it
will actually repair it, right?
Oh, maybe we'll be trying this.
So basically, if you've got damaged enamel, it doesn't regenerate. Once it's gone, right? Mm. But when keratin mixes with saliva in your mouth, it produces a protective coating which mimics building natural
this
enamel.
This doesn't sound too shabby now that you've explained
it. And it gets better. So they've called it a game changer. And they say the toothpaste will taste minty fresh still.
Yeah.
It will feel the exact same. And you won't even realise when you're brushing
that
there's keratin in it. Okay. So they're saying it could be made available for us to use in about 2 to 3 years' time.
Oh, okay.
And they will not be using human hair. Instead, they would use something derived from sheep's wool because they say a lot of that goes to waste anyway and it's really cheap.
Okay.
So the toothpaste won't be really expensive. It won't be. Think of it like the Olaplex for toothpaste.
Yeah,
same
exactly
thing, right?
Wow.
Finally this morning, a Justin Bieber impersonator has been banned from a string of hotels in Vegas after tricking a top venue into thinking that he was the pop star.
Really?
So picture the scene, right? So there's a legit DJ called DJ Griffin playing in excess in the Wynn Encore.
Oh yeah, I've been there before.
It's quite fancy.
It's a great club.
Yeah. So when before his very eyes, in front of DJ Griff's eyes, Justin Bieber appears at the side of the stage. So Griffin is at pains to point out, right, in telling the story, that the club was very, very dark and very, very loud.
Yeah.
So when Justin Bieber stood in front of him and was like, "Hey, do you mind if I perform Sorry for your crowd?" Griffin was like, "But sure, I was only more than
but
happy for Justin Bieber."
You can understand, you know, in the moment, oh my gosh, Justin Bieber's here, he wants to perform, like, great, this
we're
is amazing.
In Vegas, anything can happen, of course Justin Bieber's in front of me. So anyway, up gets Bieber, or Dylan, as is his real name.
Bieber.
Yeah, topless, and performs Sorry for the crowd. Would we like to hear a little bit of it?
I would love to hear it in the clip, that's the first clip that I
Fake.
Made earlier.
Now, if you watch the footage, I think it's quite clear that Dylan is not, in fact, Justin Bieber. It's pretty apparent,
okay,
right? That he just stature-wise, not similar. And poor DJ Griffin has admitted the same thing in a post online that he's posted now. He's called a fake Justin Bieber, Bustin' Jeeber, and he said that he learned the man was a phony after the show. And continuing his post, he goes on to note that he thought that Bieber had let himself go since he saw a photo of him just a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
he's like,
okay,
I saw him a few weeks ago and he looked in great shape, and now maybe not. A spokesperson for the Wynn Hotel Group says Dylan used an elaborate and multi-step ruse to gain access to the stage, and as soon as they realised, they kicked him out, and he's been slapped with a lifetime ban from all of their resorts.
Really?
Yeah. So you won't be seeing Bustin' Jeeber in Vegas anytime soon. That is Brendan's bit.
Thank you, Brendan.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.